At this past week's 42nd annual American Peanut Research and Education Society's meeting, a variety of researchers presented information from work they've done over the past year. And one of the featured speakers was Dr. Karen McGinnis, assistant professor at Florida State University in Tallahassee, who talked about her research with epigenetics. And what are epigenetics?
Epigenetics is a layer of information that's included in the heritable traits that are passed on from one generation to the next. And it's not dependent on the DNA sequence of the genes in the genome. It's dependent on other features of the genome.
And while most of her research has not necessarily been with peanuts, Dr. McGinnis said she feels it will all help with research efforts to benefit growers.
I do most of my work actually in maize, but I think that there's going to be a lot of applications in peanuts and other crop plants. Due to the large and complex genomes and some other similar features that are shared.
She said they really have the opportunity now to understand how epigenetics regulates agronomic traits.
And that's something that we have not really even scratched the surface of yet. So just trying to understand what sort of traits are regulated by epigenetic gene regulation.
But McGinnis said some of this is not new, as research efforts in this area have been underway for some time, but new technology has made it easier.
Some of the original work with epigenetics in maize started back in the 40s and 50s with some of the really early maize geneticists. So, an important part of epigenetics is the genetics, and with genome sequencing and improved genomic technologies, we're able to really expand our understanding of these mechanisms and start to study them at a very technical level, which we couldn't have done 20 years ago.
People from all across the peanut-growing states in the U.S. and from across the globe attended the annual APRS meeting this past week in Clearwater, Florida. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.